Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Monday. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Shurer Hospital. Are you sure? And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. A 33-year-old Emily City man remains in critical condition after his Chevy Equinox rear-ended a converted military-style truck Thursday evening. According to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, the collision happened on Brown City Road just north of Kohler Road around 6 p.m. The Equinox became partially wedged under the Stewart Stephen truck, which was hauling crops, before veering off the roadway and striking a tree. Firefighters had to free the driver from the wreckage using hydraulic tools. He was first taken to McLaren Lapeer region and later transferred to Corwell Health Beaumont in Royal Oak. The 31-year-old driver of the military vehicle, also from Emily City, was not hurt. Deputies said the larger truck had working taillights and displayed a slow-moving vehicle emblem. Investigators do not believe speed or alcohol were factors. The sheriff's office continues to investigate with assistance from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Federal agents and members of the Mid-Michigan Safe Streets Task Force executed a narcotics search warrant early Friday morning on Michigan Avenue on Bay City's east side. Investigators reported finding suspected drugs, three firearms, and other evidence linked to drug manufacturing and distribution. A 34-year-old man was arrested on drug and weapons charges, while two others were taken into custody on unrelated warrants. All three suspects were booked into the Bay County Jail, and the case has been sent to the prosecutor's office for review. Anyone with information can contact the Bay City Public Safety at 989-892-8571 or share anonymous tips through Crime Stoppers at 1-800-422-JAIL, that's 5245. Or p3tips.com. And police agencies throughout Michigan will be participating in an effort to deter drinking and driving during the holidays. The Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign is underway and runs through January 1st. Of the 1,012 fatal crashes that occurred in Michigan, 276 were alcohol involved and 246 were drug involved. Police agencies are encouraging motorists to celebrate safely and make smart driving decisions. During the campaign, there will be increased enforcement and messaging about the dangers of driving impaired. Officers will be on the lookout for motorists under the influence of alcohol and/or drugs throughout the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. We'll be right back.
It's the Holly Jolly Home Event at Ashley in Bad Axe. With up to 25% off store-wide and 50% off accessories, now is the perfect time to shop Ashley in Bad Axe and add the personal finishes to your space. Select accessories clearanced out starting at just $3. There's also pick-up-and-go gifts including end tables, recliners, vanities, lamps, area rugs, and more. There's gift certificates available too. And while supplies last, you can score hot buys at great holiday prices. When you shop Ashley and Bad Axe, gone are the woes of stopping at multiple stores. Ashley has something for everyone. There's recliners with heat, massage, charging stations, and more. Perfect for game days for dad. Pick up a matching sofa or love seat set, power reclining furniture, and create an aesthetic mom will love. There's bunk beds, children's desks, vanities, and bedroom decor for the kids. And give your grandparents a lift this season with lift chairs that are perfect for anyone with limited mobility, aging, or recovering from surgery. And the best part? You can buy now and pay later with 1 year and 5 year 0% financing available. Visit Ashley and Bad Axe for details.
Can't find what you need? See me, Tara, at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. We have the furniture and mattresses you want in stock. Shop Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. This is home.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
At Sure Health, we consider ourselves lucky to have so many dedicated providers for our patients, especially when those providers understand the thumb. Our newest provider, Dr. Liz Milligan, understands that completely. So Dr. Milligan, what made you choose to come home to the Thumb?
I feel congested in a city. I want the wide open spaces, the farm fields, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets, and being near the water. So personally, all of those things. And then professionally, there's just a difference when you're part of a community and also caring for the community. In bigger places, it's less of a relationship. It's more formal, more superficial, where I feel like here you're part of the community and you're able to make a bigger impact, and so that's really what I was looking for.
Dr. Liz Milligan is now seeing patients at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. Learn more about Dr. Milligan by going to sure.org and make your appointment today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. The cooler weather is here, and we have everything you need for the season, like fall fertilizer, shovels, rakes, and more.
And I'm Kim from Pigeon Hardware. We are fully stocked with a tremendous selection of bird feeders and bird seed for all your little winged friends.
We also offer screen repair, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, plus we carry plumbing, electrical, and hardware supplies. And we also have a full selection of do-it-best paints to freshen up your walls this fall.
Whatever the season, be sure to visit us at Pigeon Hardware for all your yard, garden, and home products located in downtown Pigeon.
While you're in downtown Pigeon, make sure you visit Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon Hardware, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back, and this is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. So Walmart has decided to rearrange the retail universe once again, and the Michigan shoppers are about to feel it, whether they shop once a month or treat the place like a second home. Newsbreak reports that the big blue giant is pulling back on self-checkout while tinkering with who gets to use it. Shoppers across Michigan are splitting into two camps, those who have always despised self-checkout and those who would rather scale the Mackinac Bridge in a blizzard than chit-chat with a cashier. Walmart's 2026 plan throws both groups into the same fluorescent-lit arena. Michigan Walmarts are making a major change to the checkout process. Some stores in Michigan will keep a few kiosks, but only for tiny baskets or customers who behave like responsible adults. Other locations may rip them out entirely and go back to staffed lanes. The Food Institute reports that self-checkout may have looked good on paper, that is, until the theft numbers ballooned and the machines became dramatic little gremlins whispering unexpected item in bagging area every 11 seconds. One store that removed kiosks saw police calls drop by more than half. Now Walmart is looking to hire actual human beings to scan things. Revolutionary. Many of Michigan's self-checkout lanes and Walmart stores will disappear in 2026. More cashiers, more conversation, shorter lines in some places, longer lines in others, and a rotating menu of checkout rules that will vary by zip code are all coming to Michigan in 2026. It's not the end of self-checkout, but it's the end of self-checkout as we know it. Shoppers who love scanning their own groceries still get some kiosks. Shoppers who hated doing unpaid labor and saving the store money will finally get some relief. But sadly, everyone in Michigan gets to guess which system their local Walmart will adopt. Time will tell. And a law enforcement official tells the Associated Press that a son of Rob Reiner, Nick Reiner, was taken into custody today after the deaths of the director, actor, and his wife Michelle at their home in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Fire Department responded to a medical aid request Sunday afternoon and discovered a 78-year-old man and a 68-year-old woman deceased inside. Detectives are investigating it as an apparent homicide. Reiner, known for directing films like This Is Spinal Tap and A Few Good Men, was 78. He was married to Michelle since 1989. They had three children together. Australian leaders have agreed to overhaul national gun control laws after a mass shooting at a Hanukkah celebration on Sydney's Bondi Beach. The attack left at least 15 people dead. The changes would include renegotiating the National Firearms Agreement. This agreement virtually banned rapid-fire rifles after the 1996 Port Arthur massacre. The shooting, which took place on a busy summer day, left 38 people injured. Police shot the suspected attackers, a father and a son. The father died and the son is in a coma. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has proposed new gun restrictions, including limiting ownership and reviewing licenses. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Shure Hospital. Are you sure? And Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. And remember, you can get news stories just like these here and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. We have no obituaries at this time.